canned vegetables. Canned vegetables. Bingo. Okay. Hey, Duncan, get over here. Need you to stay with me and your brother, okay?
Ew.
Well, closer. Come on. Help me out here, buddy. Excuse me. Duncan, you're blocking me out. Oh.
I want some bologna.
Not today.
But I need water.
Sorry. Duncan.
I want to put the number thing.
Too bad.
Mommy would let me.
Yeah, well, she's not here, okay? She's gone, and she's not coming back, and you're just going to have to deal with it like the rest of us, okay? Duncan.
On May 29th, Michelle Jimenez was killed by a drunk driver. She left behind her husband and four children. Drinking and driving is a crime that kills abruptly, but the pain lasts forever. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
This is Dean Wallace on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. Progressive news, opinion, and analysis. You won't find a lot of these things in the main media. And, of course, the corporate media is driven by for-profit and by trying to be very careful with what it says. This is Dean Wallace on WMFO, Medford.
You're tuned in to WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts Freeform Community and, especially this morning, Educational Radio. This is a special Tears of the Gods sound collage commemorating the 18th anniversary of the September 11th, 2001 attacks. And I'm your host, Edward Buchert. I normally do a sound collage show on Friday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time is one, and Tears of the Gods is the other, slightly different formulas, but sound collages both. And this morning, we're mixing up the German electronic band Tangerine Dream with a lecture by 9/11 truth seeker, Dr. David Ray Griffin. He gave at Boston University in 2009. Thanks to Chuck U. Rosina for recording that. And we're also having a lot of, well, real-life audio clips from that historical event, including, to me, most spine-tingling, the eyewitnesses who watched people jumping off of the buildings to their certain death, but death by fire or death by jumping off a building, a hard choice to make. And we also heard at the beginning of that long set some recordings from the cockpit of Flight 93 after it was hijacked and the passengers realized that the hijackers were going to do what they did to the other planes that those people who had been in touch with their loved ones on the ground told them about crashing into the World Trade Centers. And those passengers rose up and tried to take back the plane. They couldn't do that. The plane crashed, but it crashed into a field on the ground. Not the White House. And as I mentioned, you know, as Dr. David Ray Griffin mentioned, it was a conspiracy no matter what. The official story is a conspiracy of... A conspiracy is when two or more people decide, plan together to commit a criminal act. And that's certainly what happened by anybody's recounting. But there may be more to it than the official story. Just like John F. Kennedy really being killed by Lee Harvey Oswald. That was the official story, but that really doesn't seem like what happened. So, in that set, musically, we heard from Tangerine Dream, four songs off of their Stratosphere album. Stratosphere, The Big Sleep, In Search of Hades, 3 a.m. at the Border of the March from Okefenokee, and Invisible Limits. And then we finished with Buck Cherry and Lawless and Lulu. And we, along with those scary audio clips, we also heard the scariest public service message that I know of. Don't drink and drive. It's Michelle Jimenez, a mother killed by a drunk driver, leaving behind her family. A very scary public service message with the father in the grocery store, Duncan. So, yes, there are a lot of 9/11 conspiracy theories out there. And there's certainly some people who believe the entire attack was created by the U.S. government. And I don't believe that. On the other hand, I do think it's entirely possible that some groups or organizations, not in any way politically associated with Islam, found out about the plans beforehand and decided to help them along because it would further the purposes, their purposes, like getting the U.S. involved in a war with Muslims. And here now in 2018, well, we've still got that war in Afghanistan going. And that Iraq war, why did we go to war with Iraq? Well, you know, remember George W. Bush said it was because they supplied the hijackers and they had weapons of mass destruction, Saddam Hussein. All of that turned out to be untrue. But that's where these events ended up leading our country and leading the world. Well, before we get back into the next set, also featuring Tangerine Dream, I want to thank Mark, who just called in. He's a WMFO listener, and he was tuning in this morning, and I think a little surprised to find exactly this mix, this sound collage mix on the air. And also James Zappia, who's along with me, quite a big fan of former WMFO DJs Hank Fonts and Dean Wallace. They're sadly missed, and they did just outstanding educational programs here on WMFO on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday mornings years ago. So let's continue now with 9/11. Time for a second look with Dr. David Ray Griffin and Tangerine Dream here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community and Educational Radio.
But defenders of the official story said, oh, no, 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 that's not true. 30,000 popular mechanics, you know, wrote a book defending the official theory. And one of its authors said, 40,000, 50,000 feet, cell phone calls, perfectly possible. But while popular mechanics was making that brave claim, the CIA was pulling the rug out from it. This was 2006. At the trial of Zacharias Moussaoui, you remember the so-called 20th hijacker, the FBI was asked to turn in all sorts of evidence
potential
relating
for the
to
the disastrous rise of misplaced
part of their
power
evidence
exists.
Was report about phone calls from all
sorts. We must never let the weight of this
clients.
Combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
What did they say when they got to Flight 93?
Only I'm alert.
They said of the 37 calls from that
the
flight,
proper meshing of the
35 of them remain on seatback phones, onboard phones, air phones.
So that security and liberty
two of them only were made on cell phones.
Akin to, and
those were made when the plane was just about ready to crash, so it was down at a very low altitude.
Has been the technological revolution.
So you
revolution
see, the FBI implicitly agreed with
in this revolution,
the
research
high
has
altitude
central.
Phone calls
it
from airliners.
It also becomes
were
more formalized,
possible.
Complex, and costly.
Well, what do we do then about all the people
by,
who said they're absolutely
the
convinced they
the
got cell
government.
Phone calls?
Today,
from your
the
loved
solitary
ones.
Inventor,
you know, many people
tinkering in his
said, my husband, my wife said, I'm calling on the cell phone.
Science.
In one case,
in
laboratories person was told
and testing fields.
Not appear that there's
the
any kind of
passenger
effort
had
up
borrowed
there yet.
The phone
now remember,
from
oh my God,
next door, next seat neighbor.
Historically, the fountain
looks like a second
play. Ideas.
Well, in those cases, you might say, well, they got confused, they forgot.
Has experienced
memory,
a revolution in the
but what about
of
Dina
research?
Burnett? She couldn't have misunderstood.
And then we took months from an hour, everybody started running out, and we saw the plane on the other side of the building, and there was smoke everywhere, and people jumping out the window. And
then
jumping out the window, I guess, because they're trying to
see
what was going on. I don't know.
She talked about it. She wrote a book.
I don't know. Everybody just doesn't know where to go. They won't let everything is locked up. They can't even tell us to get out, but there's nowhere to go.
And
then they heard that another plane hit, and if you go over by,
you
can see people jumping out the window. They're jumping out the window right now.
And now the FBI says no, we
respect
an on-board
as we should. We must also be alert.
Now, this is speculation, but there is pretty good speculation. There is a technology
could
that could explain
become
that,
the captain
that it
of
was
a scientific
functioning at the time. In 1999, William Arkin, a well-known writer about military theory,
to balance,
published an article
and to
in the Washington
these
Post
other forces, new and old,
reporting an experiment,
of our
demonstration
system,
that he observed of the new technology of voice
of
morphing.
Society.
Which
another
allows people to simulate the voice
of
another person.
As we
and so
in
well, in fact, that
future,
you could fool
we,
the best friend or even a spouse.
You and I, and our
reported that he heard
the
voice of Colin Powell saying, I'm being treated
for
well
our own
by
ease
my captain. He heard another
the precious
well-known general saying, ladies and gentlemen, we have
we
just launched World War III.
The material
neither
of
those generals had made those statements. Everybody
the
in the room
their political and spiritual
knew
character.
Them and knew their voices would have
we want democracy to survive for all generations.
Now, we know
to come.
About the
not
form of digital morphing, the visual
tomorrow.
Like in Forrest Gump.
During the long lane of the history
Forrest
of the
Forrest Gump shakes hands with JFK.
America knows that this world.
You know that didn't happen.
Ever growing
and yet it was perfectly.
Must avoid
lifeline.
Becoming a community of
and so Arkin points out, because
and
of digital morphing,
a proud
you can no longer say seeing
of mutual
is believing.
And
you can see, but it may be
such
not
a confederation
true.
Must be one of each.
Then he likewise points out, now thanks
come
to voice
to the conference table
hearing
with
isn't
the same
confidence
as do we.
Either.
Protected as we
now,
are
what about
by our
the,
moral,
the
economic,
phone, the
and
number.
Military.
Well, there are little devices you can put in the corner of the
internet
in which it says, fake any phone call you want to, so you can make any phone call here on somebody's caller ID. So at least it's possible, and to me it seems likely, that that's what happened. In any case, FBI also turned in a report about Flight 77, which is the flight that allegedly struck the Pentagon. And this contradicts the official story even more. That is the FBI's report. The most important of all the phone calls from that day were two from Barbara Olson. That is, two who were reported by her husband, Ted Olson, Theodore Olson, who is the Solicitor General of the Department of Justice. And, of course, Barbara Olson was a well-known commentator on CNN. Ted Olson told CNN that day and told the FBI that Barbara had called him twice that morning, that she was on Flight 77, that hijackers had taken over the plane. They were armed with knives and... This is the only alleged phone call that mentioned box cutters. So this gives you an idea how important this story was to creating the official myth or story.
Not appear that there's any kind of an effort up there yet. Now remember, oh my God.
Thanks to this call.
That looks like a
Another way
play.
This call was very important was that because she was very popular, especially with the right wing, this so outraged America that these evil Muslim Arab terrorists had killed Barbara Olson. The people were ready to go kill Arab Muslims. A lot of people said, you know, it didn't matter too much if they were responsible for 9/11. So this was instrumental to getting the whole psychology, mentality of the American people ready to support the war on terror. Another way this call was important, there was a rumor that Flight 77 had crashed in the Midwest. The FAA took this very seriously. The FAA controllers have completely lost control, radar contact with the plane. And there was a report.
I totally concur.
The Ohio-Kentucky border. These calls reported from Barbara Olson were proof that Flight 77 was still aloft and therefore could have been what damaged the Pentagon. However, when you look at the FBI's report, and you can all read this for yourself, it's on the website.
The abortionists have got to bear some burden for this because God will not be mocked and we destroy 40 million little innocent babies.
How to get there.
We make God mad.
Here is what the FBI report said. They're little graphics, so you can just read, see what they say. And here's what the graphic says about Barbara Olson. It does mention that she attempted a call. But it says, Barbara Olson attempted one call, unconnected, duration 0 seconds. Thank you. This is supposed to create a shock. But I'm surprised. Surely the Boston Globe reported this. This has been public knowledge since 2006.
Another factor in maintaining balance involves the element of time.
Now, the reason this is so amazing is that
we,
FBI, is part of the Department of Justice.
Must avoid the impulse.
And yet this FBI report was saying that the story told on 9/11 by Ted Olson, the former Solicitor General of the Department of Justice,
the material assets of our
isn't true. Those calls never happened. That gives you two choices. Either Ted Olson lied,
we want democracy to survive,
or he was deceived like Dina Burnett. Either way,
not to become
the whole thing is a lie.
Of tomorrow.
It's based on deception.
During the long lane of the history yet to be...
I happened to be invited to
America
the European Parliament last year for the presentation of this new great movie by Giulietta Chiesa, a member of the Italian Parliament, a movie called Zero. How many have seen Zero? Oh, good, good.
Such a confederation.
I would say it, if you're talking about full-length movies that cover all the many aspects of life, it and Loose Change Final Cut are the two movies. And I think they're equally good. They're both really, really good. Anyway, I was there, and then they had as technological problems, and they couldn't get things to work. So Gaza leaned over to me and said, kill some time, entertain the audience. So I just started ranting on. And so I told this story, among others. And as I was telling this story, I said, you know, that's an amazing story. This should have been three-inch headlines, screaming headlines in the Washington Post. But of course it wasn't. But then a few months later, a group called the Phoebes, taking off from the Phoebes, put out a musical, a DVD, called 9/11 July, based on Staying Alive, 9/11 July, 9/11 July. And so I was particularly happy in the middle of that to see the Washington Post with three-inch screaming headlines. FBI says story told by former Solicitor General is untrue.
As a private citizen, I shall never cease to do what little I can to help the world advance along that road. So in this, my last good night to you as your president, I thank you for the many opportunities you have given me for public service in war and in peace. I trust in that service, you find something worth it. As for the rest of it, I know you will find ways to improve performance in the future. You and I, my fellow citizens, need to be strong in our faith that all nations under God will reach the goal of peace with justice. May we be ever unswerving in devotion to principle.
How many people would still believe the official theory if they knew the facts that I just revealed to you and the dozens of other facts if we were willing to stay here a few more hours that I could tell you about, which the Boston Globe failed to answer? Not very many. This illustrates my point. That most people who continue to believe the Bush-Cheney conspiracy theory about 9/11 are simply unaware of dozens and dozens of facts that contradict this theory. For my final illustration of this point, I will discuss the collapse of Building 7 of the World Trade Center. The Truth Movement has long considered the collapse of this building to be the Achilles heel of the official theory, its most vulnerable spot. And for good reason. This building came down 5:29 that afternoon. It was not hit by a plane, and therefore no jet fuel was sprayed throughout it to start big fires. Therefore, this 47-story building had fires that lasted only on 6 floors.
ACLU of the ACLU's got to take a lot of blame for this.
And I know I'll hear from them for this, but straight down from a dead stop, with just suddenly started moving at free fall acceleration.
The abortionists have
and
got to bear some burden for this because
straight down.
God will not be
and then it ended up in a relatively small,
babies.
Tidy
we make God
pot.
Mad. I really
in other words, it looked every bit like
the
form of controlled demolition known as
explosion, to make that
where you use explosives,
the ACLU, people
collapse the building from the bottom,
all of
them. Have
tried
the
to secularize
in
America
on themselves.
I
and that's
want
how
to think in their face and say, you helped this happen.
I totally concur, and the problem is we've
defenders of the official story
so
clearly did not want Americans to think about Building 7. After 9/11 itself, as far as I know, this collapse was never shown on mainstream television. While we saw the Twin Towers
totally
at nausea, time after time after time, but no showing
of
Building 7.
Steps
likewise, the 9/11 Commission God could not afford one sentence in its 578-page report to even mention that this 47-story building had collapsed. And this was a historic event, being the first time in the known universe in which a steel framing building collapsed because of fire alone. Surely that would have been worth a sentence.
He debunks the official story of the events also, that day and presents
NIST,
evidence to support
which
his
had
position.
The task of reporting
that
on it,
is printed in painstaking
delayed
detail
the
in
report
called
year after year after year. Originally, the reports were supposed to come out in 2004.
Here's
he said,
David
we're not
Ray
ready.
Griffin.
I turn now to my topic. We'll do it in 2005. In 2005, they put out the report on the World Trade Center, the towers.
Second look.
But said, Building 7's going to take a little longer. It'll come out next year. Next year came. They said, no, it'll come out in 2007. In 2007, they said, no, it'll come out in the beginning of 2008. Beginning of 2008, they said, it'll come out in August. Well, by golly, it did. The first draft came out in August. And then the final draft came out in November.
Plan in
coincidentally, I'm sure, just before Bush and Cheney were ready to
hold
office.
A conspiracy theory.
In any case, my next book.
To believe that it came about because of some conspiracy.
Well, not quite my next book. My next
according
book
to
is going
to
come out pretty quickly. Is going to be called Osama bin Laden,
which became
dead
the official
or
account.
Alive. And I argued that
the attacks
he's
resulted
long been dead
from a conspiracy.
And amazingly, it looks like we can pinpoint the date of death, either
the official
December
account
13th or 14th through 2001.
In fact, was the original
one little clue is the funeral announcement of
what this
bin Laden's
means is that
funeral on December 15th, 2001.
About 9/11.
And so,
about 9/11 is therefore not a debate
I'm
between conspiracy
suggesting
theorists and people
that,
who reject
and also,
conspiracy
I mean, the really crucial thing
it's simply
is that,
between a debate
as the FBI, as the CIA will
Bruce Cheney interpretation of 9/11,
former CIA operative
theory.
Robert Baer,
and those
who
accept
wrote
the alternative
book on
theory,
Syriana was
according to which 9/11 resulted
has said
a conspiracy
he's checked with
the Bush-Cheney administration.
CIA officials who have the task
the
of tracking him alive. Not one of them can say that he's still alive.
The
and that they all say we have not intercepted another message from him
to
since
be rational,
December 13th.
They must ask
whereas
which
prior to that, they were intercepting messages to and from
the
bin Laden
facts.
Rather regularly, and they just stopped on December
13th. Dr. David Ray Griffin,
so
Saturday
those two things present pretty good evidence. And then, of course,
he
this question. What about all the audio tapes
including new evidence
video
from the FBI
in which
and
bin
other
Laden
intelligence sources?
Appeared? Well, have you looked at some
spending
of them?
Spending nearly an hour discussing these various
none
facts,
of them
which included
can be proved to be authentic, and some of them can clearly
he
be seen.
Turned to the case of World Trade Center Building No. 7.
So somebody is
this illustrates my point.
My favorite is Blackbeard the terrorist,
to believe
where bin Laden,
Bush Cheney,
beard has been getting grayer and grayer and grayer, suddenly
about
has 9/11 black
are simply
beard.
Unaware of dozens and dozens of facts.
These guys are not geniuses.
If
the... If our news organizations
or
our Congress were doing one-tenth of their job, this would have been exposed long, long, long ago.
The truth movement has long considered the collapse of this building to be the Achilles heel of the official theory, its most vulnerable spot. And for good reason, this building came down 5 o'clock, 5:21 that afternoon. It was not hit by a plane, and therefore no jet fuel was sprayed throughout it to start big fires. Therefore, this 47-story building had fires that lasted only on 6 floors. And yet, it came down in virtual freefall, straight down from a dead stop, just suddenly started moving at freefall acceleration. Defenders of the official story clearly did not want Americans to think about Building 7. After 9/11 itself, as far as I know, this collapse was never shown on mainstream television, while we saw the Twin Towers ad nauseum, time after time after time.
but no.
Get me some plasma, perhaps some plasma would help. Would you?
Likewise, the 9/11 Commission
with the plasma, but the
could not afford one sentence in its 571-page report to even mention that this 47-story building had collapsed. And this was a historic event, being the first time in the known universe in which a steel-framed building had collapsed because of fire alone. Surely that would have been worth a sentence.
Can't get fooled again.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Tufts freeform community, and especially this morning, educational historical radio. This is a special September 11th edition of a Tears of the Gods sound collage. And I'm your host, Edward Buchert. I normally bring a two-hour mix of music and audio clips from who knows where on Friday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. And this morning, we've been hearing excerpts of a speech by 9/11 truth seeker Dr. David Ray Griffin. A speech, a talk that he gave in 2009 at Boston University, recorded by Chuck U. Rosina. And also in that last set, we heard from President Dwight David Eisenhower in his 1961 farewell speech to the nation, right before he turned over the Oval Office to that new president, John F. Kennedy. And in that speech, President Eisenhower, who was a World War II general and had seen the pain and the worst things that war does, he warned about the military-industrial complex, ostensibly a way of preventing war and keeping the peace. And he warned about it getting out of control. And you know what? He was right. It's happened. And then we finished off that, well, we heard Tangerine Dream, the Tangram set 2 from their double-sided Tangram vinyl album. Tangram set 1 on the first side, Tangram set 2, which you heard on the second side, albeit with a whole bunch of enhancements. And Chaos, yes, descended certainly into sonic chaos as I just mixed in sources from all these different devices and technologies. I also wanted to say that at the end of that Riddle song by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, that there are known unknowns that the United States Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, he was answering a question at the Department of Defense news briefing in 2002 about the lack of evidence linking the government of Iraq with the supply of weapons of mass destructions to terrorist groups. And that's a very controversial, what he said there about, well, reports that say something that hasn't happened are always interesting to me because, as we know, there are known knowns. There are things we know we don't know. And if one looks throughout the history of our country and other countries, it is the latter category that tend to be the difficult ones. And there he was given an explanation or an excuse about the United States going to war against Iraq and the evidence it was based on. And many people have damned him for that. And certainly going to war in Iraq was not the right thing to do, I'd say. But I think that thought about the known knowns and the known unknowns and the unknown unknowns, I think that rings true. So, we've got one more longer sound collage song that I mixed up for you with another German electronic band, Kraftwerk, and another speech from 1953, actually, at the beginning of President Eisenhower's administration, after Stalin died and there was a chance for peace. But before we get to that, I just wanted to mention, two public service messages here. One's for a Tufts Community Block Party next Sunday, September 16th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Nathan Tufts Park. Yes, it's a block party for everyone who lives around Tufts. all students and all neighbors are invited on Sunday, September 16th, to a free outdoor block party at Nathan Tufts Park, right next to the Powder House Rotary. There's going to be food and music and an opportunity for Tufts students and Medford and Somerville neighbors and our local officials to get to know each other and have fun together. It's all free and it's open to everybody this Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. at Nathan Tufts Park. For more information, check out the Tufts Housing League's homepage on Facebook. This has been a public service message from the Tufts Housing League, the Tufts Progressive Alliance, the Tufts Student Action, and WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts Community Radio. And then I also wanted to mention that this weekend, MassCAN's Freedom Rally takes place 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 14th, 15th, and 16th on the Boston Common. Yes, it's 3 days of fun and music celebrating cannabis culture with absolutely no admission charge. The Boston Freedom Rally is the largest annual gathering of pro-marijuana supporters on the East Coast, and it's the second largest festival of its kind in the world, surpassed only by Seattle's Hemp Fest. The Boston Freedom Rally runs from 3 p.m. until 8 p.m. on Friday, and then from noon until 8 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. There's going to be lots of great music and speakers, plus trippy cool merchandise and plenty of food vendors. And let me mention, if you're looking for a good deal on things like glass pipes and, well, I think at the end of the day on Sunday, the vendors are usually looking to make good deals with, in their minds at least, everything must go, everything should go. So, yeah, but anytime would be fine. For more information, you can visit MassCAN's Facebook page and their website at masscan.org. That's MASSCANN.org. So let me play you one piece about 7 minutes long here. This is from the German electronic band Kraftwerk, as opposed to the German electronic band Tangerine Dream that we've heard extensively in these last 2 hours of sound collage mixing. And then we'll be back to say goodbye.
signifies, in the final sense, a fest from those who hunger and are not fed, those who are cold and are not clothed. This world in arms is not spending money alone. It is spending the sweat of its laborers, the genius of its scientists, the hopes of its children. The cost of one modern heavy bomber is this: a modern brick school in more than 30 cities. It is two electric power plants, each serving a town of 60,000 population. It is two fine, fully equipped hospitals. It is some 50 miles of concrete pavement.
Depend on who is sitting in the White House. Our fate depends on who is sitting outside the White House.
I'm going to go to the next one. Jorgensen was a male-to-female transsexual. She was born in the Bronx in 1926 as George Jorgensen Jr. She went to Denmark in 1950 in search of sex change surgery. She had had since childhood this long-standing, irrepressible desire to live her life as a woman. And in Denmark, she found some doctors who were willing to experiment on her, and she came back to the United States in 1953. But before that, in December of 1952, her story made the news while she was recovering in a hospital bed in Copenhagen. And the New York Daily News had this front page banner headline reading, XGI becomes blonde beauty. And after that, she became a media celebrity.
You take a shake, a break, I'm not fake. You cool the way you move, no more mistake, can't stand still. Got the move, feel the waistline, feel the groove, the beat, the bass, the lyrics all fine. Get on the floor, you've got no time. Party people, I'll give you a chance. Rip up your hands and feel entranced.
That are significant for 20th century history. Here she was talking about the promise and pitfalls of science and technology in the atomic age. And here she was talking about what makes a man and what makes a woman, what's appropriate behavior for men and women, who counts as a man and who counts as a woman, what's normal and what's abnormal. And so she was raising all sorts of intriguing issues. She was a household name through the 1950s and 60s. She was a major figure. She was the source of a media circus. The media star, the reporters followed her. They dogged her every move. In Copenhagen, when she returned to the United States in February 1953, they followed her parents at their home in the Bronx. There were hundreds of articles in the press about Christine Jorgensen, not just in 1952 and 1953, but for years afterwards.
Feel the waistline, feel the groove, the
dig?
Come over here, hot boys, don't you worry, I'm nice. Have you ever heard about a woman named Heidi Fleiss? Got a lusty proposition that I know will suffice. Let me lay out the conditions that I know will entice. I wanna take you home, get you satisfied. Drugged out, sexed up, however you fly. Just one thing I can't compromise. I wanna see you work it, guy on guy. I wanna see you boys get down with each other. I wanna see you do your little nasty brother. Just one thing I can't compromise. I wanna see you work it.
Queer.
Once you boys get started, you'll be at it for hours. Come on, boys, I know you're not that coward. Just remember, an ass is an ass. So roll on over, have yourselves a blast. Don't get me wrong, I'm not afraid to lap up a penis. Don't get me wrong, I'm not afraid to fill up my back. Don't get me wrong, I'm not afraid to be a wet freak. But it's time for the brothers to take a pass. I'm waiting while you're licking, sucking, picking the sweat. Just when you realize there's nothing left to regret. Move on over, number one's about to rock it.
It makes me feel so powerful when I'm...
I'll slip on when you boys are in a French knot. We'll play a game, it's like you're gonna get caught. That's the time you're gonna get so damn hot. You wanna see my pussy pop, 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 pop. I'll be hitting the bottom, you'll be blowing your top. Hitting the bottom, blowing your top. Hitting the bottom, blowing your top. Hitting the bottom, blowing your top. No, 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 baby, I ain't carrying mace. Did you feel something just spray in your face?
Do you like that?
He's covered in marmalade. He's covered in marmalade. He's covered in marmalade. He's covered in marmalade. Slapping those dicks all over the place. Rubbing that dick all up in your face. Slapping those dicks all over the place. Rubbing that dick all up in your face.
You're tuned into WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Freeform and Community Radio. Thanks for listening. TK is up next.